Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Still the Fat Kid podcast. I am here with my man Ryan Patrick from the band Otherwise.
What's up, man?
And we are on location at Vinyl Music Hall in Pensacola.
Yeah, man.
Just finished his set. Phenomenal set.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
First time that. In Pensacola performing.
Yes.
How's it feel, man?
Felt great. You know, Monday night, right before 4th of July, and they were there singing, dude. You guys are here, and we have fans in Pensacola. But I was like, all right, we'll see. You know, we're from Vegas, so gambling's a thing. It's like, let's roll the dice, go to Pensacola, and it was great.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a good show, good energy.
Yeah.
Especially for Monday night.
Monday night, dude, it was great. That's all I can't. One thing I've really learned in life, gratitude, man. I'm like grateful. If there's 10 people there or there's 10,000 people, if they're singing and they're liking it, man, I'm grateful. We're doing something right.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the first questions I always ask my podcast is something you're grateful for. Being an artist, you've got to be grateful for fans showing up.
Dude, that's the only way it happens. You know, you can be the greatest musician ever or have the biggest management and have all the money in the world. But if people aren't showing up and singing your songs, man, you might as well just go play in your garage.
Very
in
true.
Basement, you know?
Very true.
The fans are what it truly, the fans are what it's all about. They pay for the tickets, they buy the VIP packages, they buy the t-shirts, they make it happen for us.
They're the ones that support the dream.
Yeah, truly.
All right. Fun question for you.
Yeah.
If you had to have a walkout song for life, what would it be? One song to represent who you are, what you do.
Oh, man. That's a good question. Katy Perry, Roar.
I love that answer. Love that answer. That does not surprise me at all.
That's a good question.
So, new album comes out in this month.
The new single for the first single off the record comes out at the end of July. Our record, Sleeping Lions, comes out September 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
September 22nd. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
We all saw the success of the last one.
Yeah.
And we know this was going to be even bigger and better.
Yeah, definitely.
So just from hearing some of the stuff y'all have been putting out lately and some of the stuff that you sang tonight, there's kind of a theme developing between this new music of almost like some heartache, man.
Well, I think with my brother and I, a lot, especially since we stepped into the national scene with the song Soldiers and True Love Never Dies. There was a lot of tragedy that took place, you know, with the death of our cousin Ivan Patrick. And like months before we signed, it was like a lifelong dream for all of us, the three of us. We were the rockers of the family. And he passed away on Halloween night in a motorcycle accident. And then we shortly thereafter, Soldiers went to number one on satellite radio, and we signed a record deal. And then we left for 2 years to promote the album. And like, our cousin had died, and he was like our brother, cousins, whatever. But he truly was very close to us, and we mourned his death on the road. You know, like in this hurricane, rock and roll hurricane. It was the most success we've ever had yet, the saddest we'd ever been in our lives.
Yeah.
So. That is like, yeah, that is absolutely a theme. And, you know, we've gone through heartbreak, you know, more as life goes on, more people pass away and you lose friends, you lose lovers, you lose business partners, whatever the case may be. Heartache is definitely a theme in our band, but more so is the strength to prevail after that heartache.
Yes.
You know, and having hope through darkness and such, like we're always like light through darkness and just be strong. And that's how we are on this record, Sleeping Lions. We feel like after Peace at All Costs, you know, we had a big lineup change. We changed out almost everything, band members, management, agent, everybody, everything just changed. Me and my brother, I went through a breakup, blah, 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 blah. And it's about heartache, but it's about hope after that heartache. You know, it's about standing back up and fighting. You know, and it's kind of once we were able to find the strength and the teamwork with our members, Brian Medeiros and Tony Carboni have been such a blessing to my brother and I. We're like, oh well, we haven't released a record in 3 years now, you know, and we're jamming out. There's actually the title track of the record, Sleeping Lions, we didn't play it tonight, but we wrote that song with Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we actually, well, my brother and I went down to his recording studio in Bakersfield, California, one of the days while we were recording the album, and it was just so cool, man. We brought the music, and we had the theme, because we're listening to this music, sweet riff that Tony had written. I was just like, man, don't wake sleeping lions, you know? And that's like with the strength that we're feeling and we're developing again, it's like we've been hibernating for a couple of years. We took time, we went back and licked our wounds and regrouped. And now we're hungry and we're ready to do some work, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it shows, and that was one of the things that I first noticed in that first show I saw y'all in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Just the energy y'all put out. Yeah. And to be sleeping the last, you know, little while, yeah. I know you're ready to put it back out there.
Yeah, man, totally, dude. We made some big changes to how we work, you know.
And I want to bring that up too.
Yeah.
Because you're doing this tour sober.
Yeah. Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
Well, we're kind of stupid when we're drunk.
You know? Cheese down pizza night.
Besides that, I think it's just it's really it's a healthy, it's a health conscious choice, mm-hmm. Physically, spiritually, mentally. It's just professionally too.
Yeah,
you know, we kind of really just had a realization. It's like, it's never really done anything positive for us on the road, and it's only we're aggressive people. Mm-hmm. My brother and I specifically, we're filled with angst and you know, if we weren't rockers, we'd probably be fighters, you know. And now I'm just like a pretend, like, well, I like to punch stuff, and I'm a professional musician. Whereas if I would add it any other way, I'd be fighting right now. Same mm-hmm. with my brother, but. Yeah, and we decided, and it's just like, look, well, first off, we downsized our Wise bus that we used to have is no longer, and we jumped in a van. We're like, we're going back to our roots. Yeah, good times, crazy times, and you know, it's like let's get focused, and let's be really professional. And what do we really want? Do we want to be drunk? Do we want to just party? It's like, no way, man. My brother's a family man now. I have aspirations, you know, to take our business further and my musical endeavors mm-hmm. further. And the best thing for us was to really stop drinking on the road. And it's helped so much. And physically, too. You know, we have so much more energy.
Yeah.
And we're not hungover the next day. We can get our workouts in. It's just, it's really healthy. It's mm-hmm. very good for us.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see the footage cut in now. He literally, like, challenged himself to you beat your record, though.
I did beat my record, yeah.
He does, like, how many burpees he can do in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And your old record was 155.
155,
You did 158 tonight.
Yeah, 158. I was just like, damn it, you know? I was so close. We were going for 170.
We were going for 170, but you were doing combat boots.
I was doing in these bad boys.
Burpees and combat boots are not good.
And, you know, with only, like, 3 hours of sleep today, I think I feel good about it. You know, I did beat my record, but, you know, that's the thing. Is like, I know, I'm sure you know, with your transformation, you just push it to the limit, man, you know?
Absolutely.
And I was reaching for, you know, you said 170. I'm like, oh, all right, let's do this, you know? And even though I beat my record, I still was like, no, man, I didn't get what we were going for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now that's my record. 158 is my record, and I'm going to get 170 within this next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I've been following you since that first day we met, is it seems like health is very important to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that so important to you?
I just feel better. Like yourself, like I was a big boy growing up, and I still, dude, I'm nowhere near in the physique that you have. I really battle back and forth for a long time, for many years, like all of my 20s. It was just back and forth with, you know, like, oh, I'm getting in shape, and then something would happen. I'd go overboard, like pull muscle or bad technique, or just get, you know, real drunk and party real
life
hard.
Life happens.
Yeah, life happens, and, you know, and then months go by, and I just kind of, luckily, I've kind of cleaned up this year, spending a lot of months in Los Angeles recording the album. I found my yoga practice again. I met some really special people who helped me with my yoga practice out there. And yeah, it's just, it's always been important because you feel so good when you're in shape, man. You know, you feel so good when you're strong. It's so good for your body. And you don't have to go and like jack up a whole bunch of steel in the weight room, but you know, just doing yoga and this is all we got, really. This is all we have. And you know, it's like, do whatever you want, just do something.
Yeah. You know? And you see that's kind of a trend right now with musical artists is getting healthy.
Yeah.
Because in order to put on the performance y'all put on with the energy and bouncing over the place, you can't go out there tired, hungover. It's just hard.
It's bad. I mean, you can.
Well, you can.
We've done it, dude. We've done it for many years, but like, but then you just, you know, you just, things just get screwed up when you do it that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be focused. It's a new age of rock and roll.
It definitely is.
It's a new, that's what I suggest to people who want to be like rockers and stuff. Like, it's, dude, get over yourself with the booze and the sex and the drugs. Like, whatever. We've all done it. We all do it. Like, that's not the cool stuff. It's about your music and it's about your work ethic and getting it, your art, to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And people really, like, people in the industry, it's small quarters for success in the industry, and nobody likes a drunk person. No one likes someone who's getting, whose priority is to be the rock star, you know? So focus on health. That's another reason. And it's like, I want to be successful. Well, be healthy then, and people will be inspired and notice that. They'll take notice. And they have, like me and my brother both, we've experienced some things on the road so far at some festivals, talking to some bigger bands and some bigger camps. And we're thinking to ourselves at the exact same time, like, man, this is so great that we're not drunk right now.
Yeah.
Like these big guys who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars that we aspire to be like, they're not drunk.
Mm-mm.
They're not doing anything. They're healthy too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing when I went on tour with Three Doors Down last year.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, I made some meals for them. I was cooking healthy for them.
That's awesome.
But every city they went to, they found a new CrossFit gym to go to.
Yeah, dude.
And like, they just made that a priority.
Yeah.
Like Chris Henderson, you know, you could tell from his weight loss and how much more he bounces around on stage, and he's treating it like a profession now.
Yeah.
So to see musicians like actually take charge of their health and make that a priority, you know, it goes back to something I talk about a lot, is like just reaching your maximum human potential.
True.
And that's what you want to do as an artist.
Yeah, man.
You want to be the absolute best artist you possibly can. And it's hard to do that if your health is suffering.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to see you really doing that.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks, man. Yeah, it's really great. We've been feeling really good, man. And you know, there's nothing better than seeing like you know those little incremental changes in your physique, man. It just gets you more hyped up, and the positivity just keeps rolling. You know, it's like, it not only strengthens your body physically, but I believe it also strengthens your mind and your spirit. You know,
absolutely.
And it connects everything together. It feels good to be able to stretch and touch the floor and you know, and squat and just be flexible. And you know, if I am tired after sleeping in the van, because we work out so much, it's easy to kind of get the kinks out, you know, and stretch out. So I suggest it for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, just stretch. Doesn't matter if you're old or a little overweight, or just move around, man, and get the blood flowing.
So, leaving tomorrow morning
for
Dallas.
Yeah.
How many more stops you got on this tour?
Ooh, that's a good question. This weekend was halfway through, 6-week tour, so we have 3 more weeks.
3 weeks left.
23rd. So what, today's the 3rd? 20 more days.
20 more days.
So maybe like 15, 18 more shows or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then how long's the break?
Well, we're booking out, and we have some other tours that are coming up that we've been submitted for, so we're just kind of waiting on those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that we have at least a week or two off.
Yeah.
You know? As soon as the record comes out, though, in September, then the touring just goes. The album cycle starts up, you know?
Absolutely. That's when things get crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a good crazy to be in.
It's a great crazy to be in, especially because we've kind of been able to get a handle on our demons, you know what I mean? The things that have held us back in this career and this path are not holding us back anymore. And I just think to myself, even though I don't want to look back, I go, man, if we would have just been able to realize this sooner, imagine. But then, you know what? Experience and a little bit of wisdom I'm excited. You know what I mean? I'm like, you feel strong. You feel mentally strong and positive and enthusiastic. So it's like, this is going to be sweet, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
I mean, definitely a bright future for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I just see you, I see you evolving just from my perspective, and I see you growing and really excited about what's coming in the future.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as y'all evolve and as y'all continue to put out music, you and Adrian are such a tight team.
Yeah.
And especially with the rest of the band.
Yeah, the other guys, you know, Tony and Brian really came in, and, you know, all the years that we spent with other guys, this is like truly, you know, like we get along with each other. We like each other. You know, we have fun, and, you know, it's not, there's not a lot of ego in the band, whereas before there was a lot of ego.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really great, dude. And me and my brother's connection are, you know, is better than ever.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How much do y'all butt heads?
You know what's funny is when we're not drinking, we don't butt heads at all. But as soon as like liquor touches the tongue between one of us, like, dude, it hits
the fan.
Yeah, like quick. We just don't get along with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the tone's just a little different, or the eyes are just a little different, and like, I don't like it with him. He doesn't like it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we both do it, but we have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we really got a handle on it, and now that the momentum of the choice we made, now that there's positive momentum to it, it's like, all right, we'll just keep doing it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's the good thing about brothers is you could have a knockdown drag out. And 10 minutes later, you're hugging.
Yeah.
And saying it's all going to be okay.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the songs on the record, you know, we had a blowout in L.A. at the beginning of the album site, or the recording in January. One night we went out, Sunset Strip. It's like so stereotypical when I look back at the story, which is awesome. But at the same time, it, come on, let's get it together. Art exhibit, Sunset Strip, open bar. We went and worked on the record for, you know, most of the day. Then we went down. We hadn't eaten, but open bar. So we just, like, cranked right on in. And then we were heading back home, and we got into a fight in the car. You know, we're, like, yelling at each other, fighting with each other. I'm just like, God, we're so silly. Like, we're so mad at each other.
Yeah.
The next day, we were going to work with our producer, and we had to do a songwriting session. And we did not speak to each other, like, the next day, driving up together. We're in the car, just quiet, you know, mad at each other.
Been there before.
Yeah, and then we get in there, and it's time to write a new song. It was the first day that we were just going to work with our producer and just come up with something from scratch. It's like, great, we're going into this. We're not even talking to each other.
Yeah.
Producer doesn't know. We got to stay professional. And we sit down and just start playing this guitar riff. And we're and we start vibing on something that he's like, oh, I like that. Okay, all right. And, you know, even though we're not talking to each other, I'm still playing my guitar.
Yeah.
Like, now you do your job.
Now
like,
you're
start writing some melodies. Start doing some shit. And sorry, I don't know if
you guys are not.
And then the producer's like, oh, this is great. I like your melody, Adrian Ryan. That riff's awesome. He's like, you know what I'm feeling? Like, do you guys ever get this, do people ever, like, judge you and point fingers at you? You know, he's like, I'm just feeling like a song to write like that. And I was just like, so funny, because he had no idea that that's all we were doing the night before. And we just, like, looked at each other and, like, smirked. And we're like, yeah, Bob, we know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, and then we slayed this song. And we left the studio at the end, and it was as if nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was like things like that that have really like strengthened the relationship for sure.
Yeah, and that's one good thing about like having your artistic outlet.
Yeah,
is like you communicate without having to really communicate.
Yeah,
and you just get it out.
Yeah, it is funny because I've actually noticed on this tour, especially because I'm clear-headed. You know, it's like, I forget sometimes, like, we've been doing it so long together, it's like, oh, that's my brother. You know, he's right there, he's, like, singing. He's like, but we don't, sometimes we're just, like, we're just in our thing. But
yeah.
This is our whole thing, so.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
All right, so wrapping up, what piece of advice would you give young artists out there?
Oh, yeah, don't drink on the road, and just try and stay healthy. You know, do your best to focus on what's important. You know what I mean? Yeah, have your fun and you know, indulge or whatever, but everything in moderation. And, you know, just focus on your craft. And like we started this interview, this podcast, like gratitude is such an important aspect of like life.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can have gratitude in your art, and if you're wanting to turn it into something special, you know, you will succeed. Mm-hmm. You will succeed if you have gratitude for the things that happen, and you just keep fighting and putting your strongest foot forward. You know what I mean? And keep enhancing your craft. You can do it. You can make it happen.
Love
We're
it.
We're living proof.
Absolutely. You know?
We really
I
are.
Love it, man. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on, giving some time for me. I know it's late, 12:10.
I know they're kicking us out. Our tour manager's getting
We're
all mad
getting
over here.
Kicked out. They just have to wrap it up now.
Yeah.
But just once again, where can people go to find out more about Otherwise? And I'll put all links below, but where can people go?
Well, Facebook is a good one. Facebook.com/otherwiseofficial. Weareotherwise.com is our website. And then all the other, you know, Twitters and tweeters and snappers. And,
yeah.
And all those handles are We Are Otherwise.
Okay.
So
great.
Amen.
Well, guys, wrapping up. Really appreciate tuning in. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a comment down below. We'll definitely answer those. But in the meantime, just remember the struggle is real, but you are stronger.
Peace.
Peace.
Done.